The former communications director for Tony Blair, Alistair Campbell, with us today. Alistair, good morning to you.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning. There has been deep division in this programme today and many people angry with the contribution that Martin McGuinness made during his membership of the IRA, and others wanting us to concentrate on what he brought to Northern Ireland, the part he played in bringing peace to Northern Ireland.
I mean, but both of those are legitimate and things that we should reflect on the day that he died. But I do think if you take his life in the round as a whole, the whole 66 years of his life, I think he made an enormous contribution to Northern Ireland now being a much, much better place than it was. And I think it's right if you've been... I heard Norman Tebbit saying that he felt McGuinness was a coward and he couldn't say anything good about him. I understand that. If you've been in the Grand Hotel when it was blown up and your wife's been spent the rest of her life in a wheelchair, I understand that. But at the same time, you have to judge people in the round. And I judge the Martin McGuinness that we saw hundreds of times across a table trying to drive forward a process that has brought a piece of sorts to Northern Ireland. And he was a massive part of that. And his journey was a massive part of that. So we should pay respect to that.
Can you remember the first day you met him?
I do, vividly, because it was such a big deal for all of us. It was a big deal for Tony Blair. It was a big deal for Adams and McGuinness. It was a big deal for the people of Northern Ireland. And I remember I've said this before, I think, including to you, and I always used to get a lot of flack on social media when I said it, but I liked him from the off. I just felt there was something there that was very, very special. And I think that judgment was right. I think that what he showed over the next few years, yes, he could be incredibly difficult. He could be very direct. He could be very abrupt. There was times when you thought, you know, is he up to something here? But he delivered. And I think of the I've said before that the highlight of my time with Tony Blair was the coming together of the Good Friday Agreement. It was a magical, magical thing. And then one of the highlights of my time after I left was stepping off a plane, I think it was in Dublin, and seeing a newspaper billboard, a picture of Adams and Ian Paisley together, and the headline, "The Chuckle Brothers Meet." And I thought, my God, how far have we come? And I think the other reason why it's important, Stephen, to focus on the positive side of his legacy is because I think that peace process at the moment is actually quite vulnerable. And I know from my last conversations with Martin McGuinness, he was very, very worried about the impact of what's happened in the European referendum and Brexit upon peace in Northern Ireland.
He brought some secrets about himself, though, to his grave. And there are many people wondering, you know, whether he should have said more when he had the opportunity to do so. And then this remarkable relationship he had with Ian Paisley. Have a listen to this, Alistair. It's only a few seconds long, but this is as far back as 2007 when I was interviewing Martin McGuinness.
Have you killed many policemen in your time, Martin?
Well, I was part of the IRA, as many people know.
Have you pulled the trigger?
Well, let me answer the question. I was a member of the IRA, and the IRA killed members of the RUC and killed members of the British Army. And if there is a responsibility for being a member of the IRA for all of that, then I have to accept the responsibility. But that was in the past.
I wonder if I'm sitting here looking at a killer.
Well, you can wonder all you want. What I'm wondering is what is happening now and what's going to happen in the future.
And he never answered that question, Martin, Alistair.
And I'm sure you can understand why he didn't answer it. I think that I'm hoping, I don't know, but I'm hoping that Martin, at various stages of his life, will have recorded either to paper or to being interviewed by somebody or whatever. I hope he has recorded things that he leaves to history, because I think they're very, very important. I think they're an important part of an incredibly important story.
How will you remember him, finally?
I mean, he's a complicated guy, and I've got, you know, talking about him today, there's lots and lots of memories. I do remember that first meeting vividly. I remember the time when he came to interrupt one of the meetings we were having with the unionists because he was very angry at something I'd said in the briefing. And he stood there and said, "I think we need some clarification, Alistair." And there was no smile or warmth there, and I could see I could see why it used to make people feel a bit scared. But I think above all, I also do remember the last few times that I've spoken to him and the last time I saw him, when he was very, very worried about what was happening in Northern Ireland because of Brexit. And I think when people talk about his legacy will depend on what happens going forward in the peace process. And I think there's a real danger that we've taken the progress for granted.
Alistair Campbell, thank you very much.
Thanks, Stephen,
indeed, thank you very much.